Oh my gosh, what? What do you guys want? You want to do Zoom church? Okay, but it's not time yet. I have to finish getting everything ready. We'll meet by the fireplace. Go that way. Go that way.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to First Unitarian Church in Albuquerque. I'm Reverend Bob LaValle, the associate minister here, and I'm here with our senior minister, Angelo Herrera, and our ministerial intern, Jane Davis, and our music director, Susan Peck, and a whole bunch of tech folks working hard in the background to make sure that everyone has a great experience. So we welcome you, whether this is your first time or your thousandth time. We welcome you whether you live a block from the church or across the country. Whether you believe in God all of the time, some of the time, or none of the time, you are welcome here. No matter where you've been, no matter what body brought you in here, no matter who you love, you are welcome here at First Unitarian in Albuquerque. I have a few announcements before we begin. First, you may have heard that in the news about some folks intentionally disrupting church services on Zoom. We've taken steps to discourage that kind of thing that are mostly happening behind the scenes. Thank you to our great volunteers. But there are a couple areas where you can help. So first, if any person or group posts something inappropriate in the chat box, our ushers are going to remove them from the service immediately. But in the meantime, you can help by typing the words love or peace or something like that into the chat box so that the offensive text gets pushed out of sight. Secondly, don't click on any links that are placed in the chat unless they're put there by me. And you should expect that there'll be an offering link and a sign up for new UUs and that sort of thing. If you see an unexpected link, don't click on it. That's a risk. Finally, if we have a technical issue of any sort that causes the service to end, we'll put a recorded version of the service up as soon as we can up on our website, okay? Great. So, and speaking of recorded things, we want more videos of the children's affirmation. I love that part so much. Families, we'd love to feature your children, and we want teenagers too. And all you need is a script, and you can get that from sending an email to me and Norrin. And then you should invite your friends to do that too. It's one of my favorite things about this service. Finally, today we are really delighted to host a guest musician who's been a regular in our sanctuary, Randy Granger. He's a native New Mexican with a Mayan and Apache roots, and you'll get a sense from his videos just how multi-talented he is. He's incredible. And except for the 5-minute countdown at the end of the lobby videos, that was all his music. So you can see just how dynamic he is. Let's light our chalices and begin this service. For today's chalice lighting, we'll use the words of Reverend Christine Robinson. We gather in this hour as a people of faith, with joys and sorrows, gifts and needs. We light this beacon of hope, sign of our quest for truth and meaning, in celebration of the life that we share together. Blessed be.
I sing because I can sing. I have a voice, I have a voice. Every voice, every heart has a song to sing. And when they join, the stars will weep. I sing because I can sing. I have a voice. I have a voice. And I have a song. I have a song to sing.
Hi, I'm Thorfinn. I invite you to join me in our affirmation. We are Unitarian Universalists. We are people of faith with open minds, loving hearts, and helping hands.
Hi, everybody. Well, the puppets have been at my house for a whole week now, and I know they're excited to see you. Shall we call them over and see what they've been up to? Yeah? Okay, come a little bit closer so they can hear you. Ready? Let's call Lucia and Sheldon. Lucia!
Lucia!
Sheldon! Sheldon! Hi there, you guys. Great to see you. Oh, my goodness, Lucia, you are very fidgety this morning. What's going on? You're not fidgeting, you're pacing? Oh, I see. And why are you pacing, Lucia? You're pacing because you have too much energy and you want to Zoom. I see, but you are Zooming. Everyone can see you on Zoom Church. Oh, you mean you want to be running around and Zooming really fast. Okay. And you're afraid to do it because of the dog? Oh, you're afraid of my dog? Vega? Huh. She doesn't seem very threatening. What is it, Sheldon? Oh, Vega gets excited when she sees you moving around? Huh. To be honest, I didn't realize she even knew that you were here. Carl is very scared of the dog. Oh gosh, hey, where is Carl right now anyway? He's not here because of the dog? Oh no, Lucia, please tell Carl I'll protect him from the dog. Go let him know, go tell him. Oh gosh. And Sheldon, you know, you seem a little bit down this morning. Why are you a little droopy? You have to confess that it was you who left trails of slime on the faucet? Ah, I shouldn't have blamed Carlos. Family togetherness. It's a little bit hard to be together all the time, isn't it? I'll bet I know some families who can relate to that right now. Oh, hi, Rebecca. Hey there, great to see you. You want to go back to church? Well, haven't you enjoyed spending the week here at my house? I'm all out of carrots. Rebecca, I had 5 pounds of carrots when you arrived and you ate them all. And then you started in on the herbs in my windowsill. Well, I happen to know that you had at least some fun this week. I don't know if you realized this, but I took some photographs. Yeah, take a look at these. Lucia and Olivia played dress up on Monday. I'm glad somebody is enjoying those silver high heels right now. On Tuesday, Rebecca and Carl played swords with carrots. Vegetables are fun. On Wednesday, Carl sampled the dog food. Maybe that's why he's so worried. On Thursday, I saw Olivia hanging out with the books. The Secret Garden, that's a classic. And on Friday, Sheldon spied on the dog. Oh, now we have Olivia and Carl. So did you two have some fun this week? I see. You want things to return to normal. So do I. Are you prisoners here? No, Olivia, you guys are free to go back to the church anytime you're ready to try teleporting again. It's not fun anymore without the people there. No. I know. This is hard. What, Carl? What? You think I should order people to come back to church? Well, my friends, Unitarian Universalist ministers have some very amazing powers, but we do not have the power to order people to do anything. It was the governor who said that churches should close their sanctuaries, and that playgrounds should close, and schools, and stores, and yes, it's very tiresome, but remember, we're doing this as a way of caring for each other, okay? What? Oh. Olivia, you've been reading the Constitution and you do not believe the government has the right to close churches? Well, there are some people who think that way, but you use have a different understanding. We believe that with freedom comes responsibility as well. And so we're free to worship as we please. The Constitution does say that for sure, but we also have to be responsible. And sometimes, like now, that means we can't do the thing that might be the most fun, right? You know, I'm really proud of you guys. And I'm proud of all the kids in the congregation. You're being very responsible and caring, even when it's hard. So what do you say, you guys stay here with me a little while longer, okay? And I'll make sure that the dog knows that you are honored guests and you are not dog toys, okay? Okay. For now, let's say goodbye and we'll have the rest of our church service, okay? All right, goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye.
Good morning. For our meditation today, let us consider the following words adapted from the poem titled Lockdown by Brother Richard Hendrick. All over the world, people are slowing down and reflecting. All over the world, people are looking at their neighbors in a new way. All over the world, people are waking up to a new reality, to how big we really are, to how little control we really have, to what really matters, to love. So we pray and we remember that yes, there's fear, but there does not have to be hate. Yes, there is isolation, but there does not have to be loneliness. Yes, there is panic buying, but there does not have to be meanness. Yes, there is sickness, but there does not have to be disease of the soul. Yes, there is even death, but there can always be a rebirth of love. Wake to the choices we make as to how to live now. Today, breathe, listen. Behind the factory noises of our panic, the birds are singing again. The sky is clearing. Spring is here. And we are always encompassed by love. Open the windows of your soul. And though you may not be able to touch across the empty streets, sing. Let us now consider these things in silence for the next 3 minutes, remembering to breathe slowly, in through the nose deeply, and out through the mouth completely, slowly.
All of these we lift up to the great powers of healing and renewal and celebration known by many names. All of the joys and gratitudes, all of the celebrations of birth and life and spring and nature. All of the gratitude for love, for loved ones, for supportive community. All of the celebrations of healing and recovery. And all of the concerns and sorrows, all of the prayers for grieving friends, prayers for friends and family who have died, prayers for loved ones far away. We lift up all the prayers for people experiencing transitions and for everyone who is unemployed or hungry. We lift up healthcare workers and frontline workers. We hold Diane Ross in our love. Her mother died at the age of 92 this week. We lift up the residents of La Vida Llena Assisted Living, where there are many cases of COVID-19 and many Unitarian Universalists live there. They are in our prayers this morning. And we acknowledge the unspoken prayers among us, the ones that are too private or too tender to speak aloud or write out loud right now. The ones that feel big today, but that we worry or believe are too small to share, all of the unspoken prayers. And I invite each of you in this moment to notice who you see logged into this service, whose face or login name is near yours, or who you have seen this morning as we've been together. We each see the arrangement of the gallery differently, but each of us is near others, and some have video and some don't, and some use their real names and some are called something else on Zoom, and it doesn't matter. I invite you to say a little prayer for them. Who knows what brought them into church today? Maybe they are a longtime member. Maybe they've been coming for a little while. Maybe this is their first time at church since we went on Zoom. Or maybe this is their first time at church ever. Say a little blessing for them. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Direct this prayer to your neighbor at church this morning. And if you can't see others' names, maybe because you're calling in by phone, then I invite you to picture somebody from church or say a prayer for one of us church leaders. We could use a little prayer too. Everybody can. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May each person here be happy, be healthy, and live with ease. May love pour down on you and bring you peace. May love pour down on our whole world and bring us peace. We are not afraid to pray big prayers. May the whole world be happy, be healthy, and live with ease. The people, all beings, the planet. This is our heartfelt prayer. A prayer for the whole planet. May the whole world be happy, be healthy, and live with ease. And may we each help to make it a little more so each day through our manner of living. Amen. And peace be with you.
I'd like to share a reading attributed to Dr. Dhruv Chauhan. We fell asleep in one world and woke up in another. Suddenly, Disney is out of magic. Paris is no longer romantic. New York doesn't stand up anymore. The China Wall is no longer a fortress, and Mecca is empty. Hugs and kisses suddenly became weapons, and not visiting parents and friends became an act of love. Suddenly you realize that power, beauty, and money are worthless and can't get you the oxygen that you're fighting for. The world continues its life and it is beautiful. It only puts humans in cages. I think it's sending us a message. You are not necessary. The air, earth, water, and sky without you are fine. Remember when you come back that you are my guests, not my masters.
The headline on social media read, "The dolphins are returning to the canals of Venice." This was in reference to the fact that during COVID-19 lockdown, Italians reported seeing dolphins returning to Venice canals because the canals are now tranquil and clean without human pollution. As with anything we see splashed throughout public media, it turns out that this may or may not be true. It seems to be true that dolphins and swans are indeed spotted in some of Italy's waterways after the nationwide lockdown. However, it also seems to be true that dolphins swimming in Italy's waterways are not a new occurrence and not directly related to reduced human activity caused by the lockdown. So, although COVID-19 dolphin stories may not hold water, the coronavirus pandemic is having some positive side effects. What's happening in our criminal justice system? The U.S. has the largest incarcerated population in the world, about 2.3 million people, with many crammed into facilities where they share everything from cells to showers. That makes them more vulnerable to the spread of infectious viruses like COVID-19. Following the lockdown, many states have released nonviolent inmates from jails and prisons. Research shows that almost half of the people in jails and prisons don't present a public safety concern. They are incarcerated because of decades of strict drug laws, racial profiling, and our society's preference for punishment over rehabilitation. Now that COVID-19 has caused the release of some inmates, it has essentially caused the restructuring of the criminal justice system. It is causing us to rethink why we put them there in the first place. We are being homeschooled. Will we remember this learning? What's happening with our food supply? The giant Smithfield pork processing plant in Sioux City, South Dakota, which processes one out of every two dozen pigs sold for food in this country, has closed indefinitely after hundreds of its workers tested positive for the coronavirus. Smithfield later closed plants in Missouri and in Wisconsin. Smithfield competitors JBS and Tyson were also forced to close plants in other states when their workers tested positive for the virus. As much as I personally would like to call this a massive affirmation of veganism, That is not what it seems to be. What it seems to be is a teaching on the dangers associated with the development of an industry based on taking the lives of sentient beings by way of mass production plants. Meat supply chain issues could easily turn into widespread shortages and cause changes to the American diet. Poultry and bulk meat sales from small farmers and ranchers whose animals aren't processed in large facilities could increase. Other foods, including plant-based meat substitutes, could gain in popularity. Home gardens and chicken coops, already popular to varying degrees, could become even more common. Yes, we are being homeschooled. Will we remember this learning? What's happening with the way we do community and compassion? A study by a research marketing communications consultancy in Calgary found that 67% of respondents ranked the basics of life, health, family, and friends as the most important things. These findings are an example of how the virus has shifted the indulgent consumer culture toward a more compassionate and kinder society. The study also found that 27% of respondents, mostly from Generation Z, that's those people born between 1997 and 2012, have been turning to spiritual pursuits to cope with the pandemic. And 38% felt more inclined than before to help strangers. We are being homeschooled. Will we remember this learning? What is happening to the planet? This time has shown us the very direct effect we have on climate change and global warming. The water looks clearer in the world famous canals in Venice, and NASA images show how pollution is dropping rapidly in cities across the globe. Studies already show a significant reduction in nitrogen dioxide. We have also witnessed something much more significant. Public officials in various parts of the country haven't just tried to slow the spread of the virus. They have also suspended evictions, guaranteed paid sick leave, and proposed sending cash to Americans. This is showing us that in the same way that COVID-19 responses have been more broadly focused than strictly slowing the spread, climate policies can't just focus on reducing emissions. Climate policies cannot just focus on reducing emissions. They must provide relief for those who are most vulnerable and most affected by the actions to reduce emissions. We can't solve the climate crisis unless we also provide support for people to survive the effect on wages and jobs. We are being taught by the coronavirus. We are being taught by our response to the coronavirus. We are getting a glimpse of how this can be done. We are being homeschooled. Will we remember this learning? All of us have gone through much education and training in our lives, some formal, some informal, some strictly through life experiences. Education is usually expensive in one way or another. It costs us our sense of security. It costs us the growing pains associated with the discomfort of loss and the discomfort of change. I am not willing to have gone through as costly an education as this without having learned something. Without having learned something that can be used to improve quality of life. The quality of my life and the effect I can have on the quality of life of others. May we who make it through this costly learning retain what we have learned. May we retain it in our hearts, in our heads, and in our spirits. May we use what we have learned and move into the future wiser, stronger, more compassionate, more connected, and with the courage to make the changes we have seen are possible. Amen.
Of the running way to you, deep peace of the flowing air to you, deep peace of the quiet earth to you, deep peace of the shining stars to you. Stars pour their healing light on you. Deep peace to you.
Generously given is received with gratitude. Thank you on behalf of First Unitarian, and thank you on behalf of Women to Be. Before I extinguish the chalice, I want to let folks know that we're offering small group meetings after the service, kind of like online coffee hour. If you'd like to stay and chat with your fellow congregants, just stay in the meeting and you'll be placed in a group. And if you don't want to do that, simply just leave the meeting. As we extinguish this chalice, may we remember that we are guests in this world and not masters. And may that knowledge call us into deeper relationship with the rhythms of Gaia. Go in peace, gentle people, and practice radical love. Our worship is over, our service begins.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all share sorrows with the poor. And there's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. And it's a song, a sigh of the weary. Oh, hard times come again no more. Many days have you lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. We seek mirth and beauty and music bright and gay. There are frail forms hanging round the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks do say, oh, hard times come again no more. It's a song, a sigh of the weary. Oh, hard times come again no more. Many days have you lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. It's a song, a sigh of the weary. Oh, hard times, come again no more. Too many days have you lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more.
No more hard times. No,